Chapter 4 Reward. Open the main doors, I tell Braden as we unbuckle ourselves. There's no way we can fly this broken-down ship all the way back to Earth. We'd better figure out how to get along with them. I slip into my spacesuit and leave the bridge. The halls are filled with anxious-looking teenagers. I do my best to reassure them, but nothing I say will matter until we find out what happens next. The second I step outside, someone points a stunner straight at me. I put my hands up and freeze. Behind me, Misty and Braden do the same. No one says anything. Sound doesn't travel the same way on Mars as on Earth. Until I'm hooked into their intercom system or in a stabilized environment, we can't communicate. The woman with the stunner steps forward, along with two other people. One holds a tablet that reads, "Who's the captain?" I step forward. The woman gestures for me to follow her. She leads me out of the landing bay. We enter a tunnel and cross Mars's orange dirt to a group of buildings made of a strange silver material I've never seen before. Once we go through the pressure lock, she takes off her helmet and gestures for me to do the same. She doesn't look much older than I am. "Why didn't you want us to land?" I demand. "Why didn't you respond to us?" she answers. "The passengers of the last ship that did that tried to kill us when they landed." "Other colonists tried to kill you?" I ask. "When?" 6 months ago. They weren't happy about being sent to Mars. They thought if they killed everyone here, no one could stop them from going back to Earth. "We had someone like that on board, too," I tell her. "It's why we couldn't answer. Alex Rask sabotaged a lot of the ship, including our communication systems. The crew was killed." "We thought it might be something like that. We'll take Rask into custody when I get back to the landing bay." "So you took over when the crew died?" "Someone had to. The passengers were afraid. Nobody knew what was happening or what to do. And I wanted to live, so..." "You and your crew will get commendations for what you did." She pulls off her glove and sticks out her hand for me to shake. "I'm Sheena, third in command of the colony. Welcome to Mars." "Thanks," I say as I take...